Hi, Tom.
Hello, Zach.
Hi. That was a terrible start. I hated that. Are we doing a...
Oh, I thought you were just waiting for a silence just to say hello again.
No, I don't know. Are we doing like a big introduction to the episode? Or has the episode just started? Now that we are talking, is this now just the episode?
Okay, well, it's up to you. Do you want to try again?
Why is that to me? It's a partnership, Tom. Well, there are two of us.
Okay, well, let's start again with a hello, and you start with another intro.
Hi there. My name's Zach Williams, and you may know me from Greg's.
I was just expecting you to do your usual most best podcast intro.
But I don't think this is the most best podcast. Is this now our first initial episode of the Tom Reese and Zach Williams Best Friend Power Hour?
No, we need to have a name decided first before we give it anything, I think.
Well, let's just see if we can find the name of the podcast.
And we can edit in an intro later
this
on.
All right. There we go. We are officially into the episode of the podcast, as far as I'm concerned. And if we stumble upon something we agree to be the name, in the edit, I will just snip out the soundbite of those words and place it in where we need to put the name on
the podcast.
It's
going to be flawless. You're never going to notice this is this absolutely shambolic introduction.
So let's get on to fucking business.
What are we talking about today, Zach?
In our inaugural episode of the podcast.
Blank podcast, insert name here.
The name will have been inserted by this point. we are talking about Aquaman.
So you were really... I was quite surprised that I didn't think that you were going to suggest this. And then you would seem very animated out of the blue to talk about this. And it's one of those films that you know me, that I love me my superheroes, but I have not...
I love me my superheroes.
You know, I was really surprised that you kind of asked me to watch this out of the blue, because I really didn't think it would be your cup of tea. I'm surprised that you watched it full stop. And I hadn't seen it by this point and didn't really expect all that much out of it. So what made you so excited about this movie? Because I'm genuinely surprised that you got into this movie as much as apparently you did. We haven't spoken about it yet other than your excitement.
We've been drinking all evening and we've talked about it a lot. As I say, we are...
Yeah, I'm surprised we...
We've been best friends for many, many years.
Very little slip about how we feel about this movie yet.
I asked you to... I was like, the one thing you can say about the film, sum up Aquaman in one word, and Tom said moist.
How else are you going to describe it? It's got aqua in the title. Unless it's... No, shit. Not Sliding Doors. No, yeah. Sliding Doors... Didn't they do that film? You know, there was that movie with... It was all about, like, if somebody caught a train on the underground and somebody didn't. And Aqua sang that song.
If I could...
No, that's Cher. Shit.
I was thinking this entire time, right, this Sliding is getting Doors. Cut out of the episode. But thanks to that, that has made the final cut, Tom.
You know the film that I mean, Sliding Doors?
I know Sliding Doors. I just enjoy watching Aqua. You fall into a... cavern of your own conversation.
Right, yeah, no. I have no idea why I was talking about Aqua other than the name Aquaman.
Aquaman.
Let's carry on from where we were on about. I can't even remember what the song was called and I was going to sing it.
It was If I Can Turn Back Time by Cher.
No, that was Cher. That's where I stopped myself.
So we are discussing Aquaman 2018. I asked you to watch it. Genuinely, it was a case of really long week in work and we wanted to watch something dumb and bright and colourful, essentially.
Which is not something you would usually associate with a DC comic book movie. Bright, colourful, and dumb. It's usually dark and sinister and reboot. Rah, 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 rah,
but mate, this came in fucking dump trucks of bright and colourful and dumb. We are really going to... get into this film. We are going to gut this film like a fish. Does that count as a pun?
It's not really a pun, though.
It wasn't really a pun.
It wasn't a pun at all. I don't know what that was supposed to be a pun on. You were just saying you were going to gut a fish.
Because it's Aquaman.
That's just a fish saying.
Yeah, it's like you just sound like a dangerous individual. Before we get into Aquaman, we haven't recorded the Predator episode yet, but I've just seen the last of my notes. On Predator... Do you want to read our last note we made each on the Predator film.
Okay, my last note on the 2018 cinematic movie, I suppose you can call it a movie. It's technically a movie. Shane Black's The Predator. My last note in capital letters is just two words, and they are super autism.
Very well. Mine says, fuck this movie. That's £2 I'm never getting back.
Did you actually spend £2 on that movie?
I had already seen it for free. And then decided, because we were going to do the episode on it, paid £2 to watch it on my own in the bedroom on the small TV with a big notebook, trying to make notes on it, and hated every second of it.
I loved every second of it. I don't know what it is about that movie. It is goddamn awful, but I enjoy every moment.
Right, so we need to record that episode. But currently we are recording the Aquaman episode. So, I like comic books. You know, I have read... I've read a comic book. I've perused a panel.
You've read a comic book.
You know, I know what it's like. There's pictures, there's text. I get the whole concept. You sterling individual, are a... A textbook.
Wunderbar. No, not
a Wunderbar. Textbook Wunderbar.
Wunderkind. No.
Wunderkind. You are a textbook Wunderkind.
No, I like to think I know my comic books. I don't know. Aquaman's one of those... It's one of those characters for me that I only ever really care about if they're in good hands of a good writer. Like, my earliest memories of Aquaman is probably just brief flashes of the Super Friends, you know, meanwhile, at the Legion of Doom! And then he's surfing two dolphins on each of his feet. You know, just flashes of that.
But if you're Aquaman, how else are you going to get around? It'd be fucking like...
Swim would be my first one. It's what one of my points with that movie is the amount of times that these people show that they can swim.
I want to get deeper into that point. So, because he can swim, although he can summon dolphins at his will to get in there faster, he should swim. What happens if you can walk somewhere, but it would be a lot more convenient for you to get the bus?
Yeah, but...
Dolphins are the bus of the sea.
Yeah, but he's supposed to be, you know, communing one with all living animals, everything under the sea, and he knows he can swim faster than, say, a dolphin... By himself, but he's still like, you know, as this movie shows.
Is he doing it for the self-esteem of the dolphins?
I'm gonna strap some fucking armor to this motherfucker and ride it slightly slower than I can swim just so I can look badass while I'm holding a trident. There's no need for it. They are hypocrites, all of them. That's my, one of my takeaways from this. But one of my earliest experiences with Aquaman was. Probably more than likely Bruce Timm's Justice League cartoon. Same way that I got introduced to a lot of other DC characters other than, you know, if it's not Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, the ones that everybody's heard about, usually hear about it from Bruce Timm's cartoons.
So, but that is just because of our age, though, because that was what...
Yes, and we're the correct age.
We are the correct
age. Everybody
else
this is the wrong age.
If you are
they can
listening,
all suck a dick.
If you are listening to this podcast and you are of a similar age, power to you. But if we have listeners who are of a different age range, fuck them. I'm sorry.
Nobody else.
It's nothing Nobody personal, else. But, you know, I am violently ageist.
No, but it
imagine being like ageist though, but your opinions change every year because you are just anyone who isn't the same age of you can just fuck off.
Yeah, exactly. But it's one of those things that, you know, I've grown up reading comics, watching these kind of cartoons, and one of my first experiences, or not first experiences, one of my main memories of Aquaman was it being a running joke in the series Entourage.
I never watched Entourage, but didn't they do a whole, like, they were making an Aquaman movie?
It was literally, have you ever watched any of Entourage?
Literally never watched Entourage.
Right. You know Sex and the City?
Yes, I've watched a lot of Sex and the City.
Entourage is essentially Sex and the City for bros, but it's all about, you know, the whole point of it is he's a young movie star and his...
Oh,
hence the name of the program.
Name of the program. I love it when they do that.
Very clever. But there's one... there's one, like, ongoing thread during one of the seasons where he is the number one choice to make James Cameron's Aquaman.
Damn.
This is back in, like, 2004. It's around the time of about Spider-Man 2 came out. So they...
With my uncle, Alfred Molina.
Really? Your no, uncle is Alfred Molina.
Genuinely, I absolutely love when I'm pissed. Telling people that Alfred Molina is my uncle. Because if you say to someone, my uncle's Alfred Molina, they go, who's that? And they're instantly disarmed. And then you go, Doc Ock in Spider-Man 2. And they go, oh, no way. Like, if I went, oh, my uncle's Mark Wahlberg, they go, no, he's not. But the little, like, not knowing his name wins them over, and the amount of people I've convinced.
Yeah, it makes it a little bit more obscure.
The amount of people I've convinced that Alfred Molina is my uncle.
I know that dude.
Yeah.
I can believe that.
Yeah, you've got eight arms.
What have you got for me on Aquaman 2018?
So what I think we should do first is me drunkenly attempt to read the Google blurg.
Blurg. Sorry, Liz Lehman.
Oh, Google blurg. This is now a segment from the podcast.
The Google blurg.
The Google blurg, when we read the Google blurg of the film. Once home to the most advanced civilization on Earth, the city of Atlantis is now an underwater kingdom ruled by the power-hungry King Orm.
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 Orm. With a vast army at his disposal, Orm plans to conquer the remaining oceanic people. And then the surface world. Standing in his way is Aquaman, Orm's half-human, half-Atlantean brother, and true heir to the throne. With help from his royal counselor, Vulko. Is that Willem Dafoe's character?
Yes. The one that I was... This is... As soon as Willem Dafoe showed up, my first thought was, okay, I'm going to give it 40 minutes until he turns out to be evil. And then by the end of the film, I was very pleasantly surprised that Willem Dafoe did not turn out to be evil.
After watching Lars von Trier's Antichrist, any film with Willem Dafoe in, I'm just glad his erection is <isn't> it? With help from his royal counselor, Vulko, Aquaman must retrieve the legendary trident of Atlantean and embrace his destiny as protector of the deep. One storyline of that film may be the most important, but there are about eight other concurrent storylines in this movie. They literally give you as much Aquaman as they can in 2.5 hours.
This is what I really didn't like about this movie, is because, as you say, there's like 3 or 4 different storylines in this movie, and they're not wound together in a nice narrative way where they all pay off. It's literally, okay, we're going to do one little chunk of storyline for 10 minutes, then we're going to move on to another little chunk. So here's the chunk of storyline about Aquaman and his mummy and daddy issues. Then that's done. We're not going to talk about that anymore. Then it goes on to, now it's the chunk about Black Manta and his daddy issues. We're going to move on.
Genuinely.
And then we're going to talk about, now it's Aquaman and his half-brother Orm's. You know, every little bit, they're all part of the same story, but they're not intertwined in the slightest. It's like a sketch show of just random little segments with no bearing on each other at all. And that's my big issue with this movie.
Going back to what you were saying about Black Manta, when you first meet him and his dad goes, this was your granddad's knife, I was like, he's going to die.
Yeah, absolutely. That was one of my first notes was, as usual, can't have a superhero movie without some daddy issues.
If a daddy don't die...
But also,
if a daddy don't die...
Daddy don't die... Kelly Osbourne.
Is that the name of the Daddy Don't Die podcast? That's contender number one.
Yeah, number one.
Okay, vote hashtag, if you like that, hashtag Daddy Don't Die.
Do you know what my issue with that was? You know, Black Manta's watching his father die while he's pinned down by Torpedo, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And they're both in these amazing suits of body armor that can survive deep underwater. And he, you know, for some reason, his dad decides to go, okay, I'm not going to die. I'm going to blow myself up.
That was really loud.
Do you know what my thought was on this? Was, okay, you're these high-tech, crazy pirates. Just put your helmets on, wait for the water to flood the room, then lift the torpedo out, and then all good.
Wow, like, Tom. You've forgotten. Yeah, that is a massive plot hole right there. What, they were in suits that could survive underwater.
Yeah.
Why did they panic when there was water?
I think we need to rewind a sec, because I think we've got a bit too ahead of ourselves.
Before, you're completely correct, because I have games to play. Let's play some games, Tom.
Right, I'm excited.
So, Aquaman 2018, directed by James Wan.
James Wan.
So, it has 65% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I think that's about fair.
The budget, and I love this, was $160 to $200 million US dollars. Why can't they give an exact figure on it? It was like $160 to $200 million.
I think that is a prime example of everything that is wrong with big budget movie studios now. Because you can put X amount of money aside for the production of a movie, but then you can't really put an estimate on marketing. So you can say easily, probably like Aquaman, probably just the budget just to make the movie alone was probably something like $150 million. And then they, what did you say it was? Like the rough estimate, like at the top end?
160 to 200 million.
Yeah. So you can look at something like that. Say top estimate, $200 million is the total budget of that movie. You could probably say something like, $150 million of that will be, this is how much we need to make the film start to finish, complete. Then I think the usual estimate is you put any kind of movie that kind of size, you put another $100 million on top of that just for budgeting.
But at the same time, other films we have looked at when recording or just discussing this kind of shit have had definitive numbers, albeit rounded off, they've been like 746 million. I love that it's 160 to 200 million. Like, we lost can't count. Work
it
yeah,
out.
Like
it's something,
guys.
It's
had, something like between we it. We had to CGI every single strand of hair in this movie.
It's an expensive movie. At the end of the day, as you said, like it's when 80% of your movie takes place underwater, you don't just get the usual CGI effects that you would need to get in any kind of movie. You've got something where you're underwater, every single part of you is affected by that, so it affects out your asshole.
It affects out your asshole. So, are you ready to play the first of my games?
Yes. Don't rub your hands, you're not Jigsaw.
Right, this first game's a bit involved because I have, in fact, actually fact check this for me. I have Man of Steel, Batman vs. Superman, Suicide Squad, Wonder Woman, Justice League, and Aquaman. I'm not missing any other DC films.
Shazam,
I've missed Shazam.
That did come out after Aquaman, though, so I think that's all right.
Okay, so we'll play it that way.
I do really want to see Shazam.
I've not seen
it.
We'll do Shazam.
I haven't seen it. I really want to see that.
Shazam's an episode.
It seems like out of all of these DC movies, it seems like the only one of them where it's
competent.
Yes. That was so much better than I was going to say.
I just want to, at this stage, point out, I'm not a DC fan. I like Batman, but I don't know much DC, so this is all...
Batman and Green Lantern, they're my boys.
So, not including Shazam, we have Man of Steel, Batman vs. Superman, Dawn of Justice, Suicide Squad, Wonder Woman, Justice League, and Aquaman. We're going to, first of all, you are going to have to, in order from worst to best in terms of box office.
Okay.
And after that, you're going to have to do from best to worst in terms of Rotten Tomato score.
Okay, so we'll do box office first.
Lowest to highest.
Lowest to highest. Right, so very lowest, I'm going to go on. Let me just read them out. So
we've got Man of Steel, Batman vs. Superman, Suicide Squad, Wonder Woman, Justice League, Aquaman.
I'm going to say very lowest. Out of all those.
In terms of box office.
Box office. We're going to start box office first. Very lowest. I'm going to say Justice League.
Okay.
Next one down. No. What do I mean? Like.
Yeah. The. Next one down. Wait. What?
I'm going to say Man of Steel. Is going to be.
Okay.
Then, so the ones that we've got left is Batman 5, Superman, Dawn of Justice,
Suicide Squad,
Wonder Woman,
and Aquaman.
I'm going to go, the next one is Aquaman.
Okay.
Then Batman 5, Superman.
Okay.
What were the other ones I haven't said yet? Wonder Woman and...
Suicide Squad.
Suicide Squad, then Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman's the tippy top.
So you have said, in terms of lowest grossing to highest grossing,
yep.
Justice League,
yep.
Man of Steel,
yep.
Aquaman,
yep.
Batman versus Superman.
Batman 5 Superman.
Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
And then Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
The correct order was...
From the bottom?
From the bottom to the top. Man of Steel.
Oh, really?
Suicide Squad.
I thought Suicide Squad was, like, towards the top because people loved Harley Quinn and...
One of the lowest grossing of the DC films.
Well.
So it was Suicide Squad, Wonder Woman, Batman... 5 Superman.
Thank you.
And the top grossing DC film with, as I say, 160 to 200 million budget, 1.148 billion at the box office. Aquaman.
That's insane.
The subject of tonight's conversation.
The fact that an Aquaman movie makes more than a Justice League movie, a Batman. And Superman. It's just,
but
if you would have said that to, like, Tom 10 years ago, he would have called you a sex offender and wrong.
He would have, like, been wearing his Limp Bizkit hat and his baggy criminal damage
jeans. No, that would have been 2001, Tom.
I like how regimented you keep the knowledge of your Toms. The games aren't over, Tom. That was part one of that game. You now have to, from... most loved to most hated.
Okay.
Rank in Rotten Tomato score.
So the same films.
Same films.
Okay, can you read them out to me again, please?
Man of Steel, Batman vs. Superman, Suicide Squad, Wonder Woman, Justice League, and Aquaman.
Okay, so I'm going to start at the bottom.
Start with the,
start at the top.
The most loved, the highest score.
I'm going to go number one, Wonder Woman.
Okay.
Number two, Aquaman.
Okay.
So the ones we got left is Batman 5, Superman.
Man of Steel.
Man of Steel. Suicide Squad.
Justice League.
And okay. Which ones have I said so far? What order have I put them in?
Wonder Woman, Aquaman.
Man of Steel. This is critical response, isn't it?
Okay.
Then Justice League.
Okay.
Then Batman 5, Superman.
Okay.
Then Suicide Squad is the
bomb. Holy Shit, Tom, you 100% did that.
Boy!
That was amazing. Oh.
Yeah, because that's the correct order of those horse shit bunch of movies.
That was...
Oh, was you, that actually genuinely
you
all right?
You have genuinely just 100% did that. That was... You have just solidified your credentials as the pop culture shaman of the podcast.
Yeah.
Let's go on to game number two. Game number two, Tom.
Okay.
You know I've been hosting a pub quiz recently. So I've written a 5-question trivia round on Aquaman.
Okay.
Question one. Jason Momoa specifically asked Temuera Morrison to play his dad as he was one of Jason Momoa's idols growing up. What other DC character has he played?
Jango Fett isn't DC.
No, that's Star Wars.
No, I know. Yes, as well. Amon Sirin.
Oh, that is a point for Tom Reese.
Yeah, boy!
Mate, you are killing the quizzes tonight. We're going to have to
it
do
was,
this.
It was, wasn't it? It was Amon Sirin.
It was, it was. Quiz round is it's going down a storm. Question two. James Wan was offered a choice to direct either Aquaman or what other member of the Justice League's solo film?
Flash?
2 points for Tom Reese.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I literally am so excited for you. I just cut through the page giving you a tick.
I can confirm that.
Yeah, damn. Question three is true or false? True or false? Nicole Kidman jumped at the role of Queen Atlanna as she's a huge Aquaman fan and has actually even a few times appeared at Comic-Con in cosplay of Queen Atlanna.
True.
False. She attended Comic-Con for the first time in 2018 just to promote the film.
Well, shit.
That's a boo-boo on your great record.
I got the obscure ones right, so I'm more pleased with those ones.
Question four. Which other DC character did Nicole Kidman previously turn down?
Catwoman.
Queen Hippolyta. Is it Hippolyta? Is that how you pronounce it?
Hippolyta.
Hippolyta.
Chipotle. That was a lie.
Give me some Queen lad. Chipotle.
Ooh, lad.
For our fans in the north. Queen Hippo in Wonder Woman 2017.
Hippolyta.
And the last one. This is a bastard of a question. Question five. Aquaman was James Wan's third non-horror film. Can you name the other two?
No.
No, you're just giving up that easy? There was Death Sentence, an action thriller starring Kevin Bacon.
Nope, wouldn't have gotten that.
And Fast and Furious 7.
Oh, I knew he did one of the Fast and Furious.
Well, you should have said it. So you've played the games.
Okay, no more games?
No more games.
Okay, if we're getting into the movie now, I was quite intrigued how much you seem to love this movie, so I'm... Just give me your overall thoughts of this film. Like, because you seem to be really into it, and I was very surprised by that.
Yeah, you may have misread my messages. I enjoyed the stupidity of it, but the fun of the movie was outweighed by the sheer stupidity of it.
See,
it's not got a bad bone in its body, but it's...
No, not at all. Like, okay. Now that we can talk about it, I thought this movie had... Without trying to compare it to a lot of the other... It's hard not to. You've got to try and look at it as a movie on its own. But it is also hard to watch it without comparing it to what's come before and what's come at the same time. You know, like the rest of the other DC movies. But I just didn't feel anything through this movie. Like, I was just...
The Aquaman just left you numb.
Like, I didn't hate it. But I just watched it and just thought, yeah, okay. Cool. That's a big fish monster. That's all right. Oh, laser eyes. Oh, cool. They've done Black Manta. That It's pretty all right. It was just, one of my notes towards the end of this movie was just basically the fact that if you just look at Arthur Curry as a character throughout this movie, what emotional investment do you have with him? Like, it's a cool movie. Does he?
Yes, he does. That's his sole fucking motivation, is finding his mum. Because
it seems to be...
Because when there's like the... when it goes back to... Because obviously you get the flashback scenes with Willem Dafoe.
What, every flashback, every 20 fucking minutes in this movie?
But there's one particular with a terrible teenage actor. Bless the kid. I say terrible actor. I'm not a professional actor, so I can't say anything. He was in a DC movie.
Whoa. You're not a professional actor.
This is the problem.
My God.
I lie a lot on my LinkedIn profile, Tom.
This is the problem I had with this movie, is only literally in the last 10, 15 minutes of this film did I kind of realize that I have
no... Oh, it's Aquaman!
Oh, shit, he's underwater.
Oh, that's why their hair is just kind of like... That was very impressive, actually. The CGI in terms of how the hair behaved when the Atlanteans were underwater.
Yeah, but when that's your best thing you can say about the movie is, I love how the best hair
thing. Dude, the best thing I can say about this movie is, don't you love it when you watch a film and it's like, boom, surprise Dolph Lundgren?
Oh my God, when was Dolph Lundgren in this movie?
He was King... he was Mira's father, King... Can't remember his name.
King Ginger.
Yeah, that was Dolph Lundgren.
Oh, was it really?
That genuinely was.
Do you know what I noticed?
You weren't paying attention at all.
No, I was trying to, but you know what I did notice? Like, apparently I didn't notice that was Dolph Lundgren. I just thought, oh, it's...
That's Jason Momoa.
No, all I thought was, oh, it's King Exposition.
Oh, yeah, yes, very much.
But it was basically, oh, look at the rest of the...
Right.
Kind of makes sense now that I know it's Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah, fucking A was Dolph Lundgren.
Did you know who, you know, the Kraken or, no, they didn't call it Kraken. It was like the Krakoon.
It was like the Karanthan.
The giant monster. Do you know who did the voice for that?
Julie Andrews.
That blew my mind. Who can we get as a giant sea monster? I know, Dorothy.
You understand me.
It was bizarre.
What really spun me out. I need to get this off my chest before I forget. What really spun me out in that scene was the fact that he's battling this fucking Kraken. And there have been a lot of times
in
this film.
It was a cracking Kraken.
Where just normal sea life are attacking him. And they've done everything they can to set up the fact that he can just like converse with sea life.
Yeah, and he doesn't do that. Any of the time doing this.
And then
movie.
All of a sudden, when he is fighting this invincible creature of myth from his childhood, it's like,
Hey, look,
another man to fight. Blah, blah. And he was like, I'm not worthy. And she goes, you understand me. Crack on, son. Like, I don't want to fight you anymore. Now that I know we can talk, yeah, you just try get the fucking... trident Atlantis.
I don't care. And that was the thing is, like, I enjoyed the visuals of this movie, but I like Jason Momoa as Arthur Curry, aka Aquaman. But it was just that he didn't seem to give a shit about anything going on during this movie. So he had a couple of prime motivators, shall we say. So he had, I miss my mum. Boohoo.
Not cool.
No,
Tom.
Sorry. it was just the fact that he had, I miss my mum.
Which, honestly, and I really didn't think about this till earlier, that whole, I miss my mum. Do you think, because I know this film was in development, and then a couple of films hit, Justice League, for example, which didn't go Warner Brothers' way, and there were drastic, like, re-edits, make this film a bit different.
I've got to
so
be honest.
So was that inspired, should we say?
I've got to be honest.
Ant-Man and the Wasp.
I thought out of all of the DC movies, I thought this was one of the few ones that's genuinely got... It's not we've just got a director in to make this movie. It seemed like there was a vision behind this film.
Oh, God. And, you know, this was James Wan's baby. You,
and I will give this movie that is that every part of this felt like it was the director's movie. But the point that I was making about, like, one of the issues I had with this movie and just giving a shit about Aquaman and Slayers is that he seemed to have, like, three separate plots. So you had the issues he, you know, his mummy and his daddy issues as one. You've got...
One thing with his dad, I love, like, they set up that every morning Aquaman's dad... Django Fett stands at the
took
dock...
Took me a while
the,
to realize...
Django Fett stands at the dock of the bay.
It took me a while to realize why he looked so weird in the flashbacks. And why he looked really weirdly CGI. And I was like, oh, now I realize who he is. Now I realize they've tried to de-age him. And it just does not look anywhere near as good as other. I don't know how to feel about that kind of de-aging. Or, you know, like you had it in Rogue One with Grand Moff Tarkin. Like, we're going to bring this character back from the dead. Like, I don't know how to feel about that.
The technology is not quite there. In a moral or technological stance, Tom is signaling to me whether or not he can drink rum, which I think is a stupid question, to be honest.
Apparently,
Tom.
I can.
But is it a ethical or is it a technological question of why it bothers you that they do de-aging or CGIing dead characters back into?
I'm alright with the de-aging effects. Like, I watched Avengers Endgame.
No, but you know, you're...
No, hold on. And, like, there's a bit in that, you know, when they go back in time in the 70s and you see de-aged Michael, 70s Michael Douglas. And, like, it looks fantastic. And
it looks great. Like,
it's one thing where you've got that actor as a character in that movie anyway. And then you could de-age him. But it's just when it's like when I watch Rogue One and you see Peter Cushing as Grand Moff Tarkin showing up after he's been dead for 20 years, that's a little bit different. I just
so it's
that...
more of a moral than like it's not like, oh, yeah. It looks kind of shit. It's more like, yeah, you know, that guy has been dead for 20 years.
No, because I think that de-aging effect does look incredible now, because you can... One of the points that I made during Aquaman is that I got a lot of Tron vibes
as
with music, like 80s synth music.
Oh my, no, don't get me started. Okay. Right, we will come back to the music of this film.
Give me your just heartfelt base opinions about this film.
I had had a absolute dumper of a day in work. And I just wanted something. I came home, I cracked open a cold beer, I made some lovely food, and I just wanted to switch my brain off. I'm not into smoking spice, Tom. I know we've discussed it before. I'm not really willing to try it. But this,
you did.
This
is
the cinematic version of spice. You watch it and you can just like let all of the tension run out of your body for 2.5 hours, Tom. This film is 2.5 hours long.
That is one of the problems I had with this movie was that it was two and a half hours long.
There is at least an hour too much of the Aquaman film.
Really? Only an hour?
An hour and a half. Ideally, how long would this movie have to be? What we have now is a 2.5 hour cut. How much of it do you think to be a film that you would enjoy? How long would you that film be?
If this movie knew what it wanted to be, I could give you a better answer. Because this movie is one part stereotypical superhero movie. It's one part Raiders of the Lost Ark.
And James Wan did say that, like, that was a massive
inspiration. One of the notes that I have made in my notes watching this movie is, if you replace Jason Momoa with Nicolas Cage, this could be National Treasure Part 3. And I want to see that movie. It was the bit when he put the bottle in the thing. I just thought, right, replace it with this. Nobody's going to question Nicolas Cage can swim underwater. And he's trying to find Atlantis. It's National Treasure Part 3. When I'm watching it through that filter in my head, I enjoyed this movie so much more. Other than that, it was just like, this film felt like three separate movies. Like, one part, it's Raiders of the Lost Ark Adventure. We've got to find it. That's the Nicolas Cage National Treasure part. Then there's, oh shit, we forgot there's a bad guy in this movie, aka Black Manta. So we introduced him at the beginning. We completely forgot that he was the thing. It's like,
hey, remember this
shit
guy.
We forgot he was in there. Quick, let's give him a suit. Then give him a little badass fight. And then just give him a post.
What was up with the, not only the montage of him making the suit and like the follies of like, oh, the helmet's too small. Oh, it nearly went off. That's why I have a big dopey helmet. But the music choice.
That was one of the things that I felt like it was just like very strongly about song. This movie was insane. Was that it went through like three distinctive styles of sound.
No, put it this way. The Black Manta, his MO is, oh, wow. Aquaman just killed my dad in front of me.
I'm going to kill his muff.
And, like, he gets the means to. It's up to him to, for somehow immortal, to just be like, oh, yeah, of course, Atlantean technology, and just, like, build it to his will. But it's like Cardi B or something. Like, would think you'd want, like, a menacing score of this guy brooding, like, he killed my father, I'm going to kill him. And it's like, get on up when you're down, baby. Take a look around.
It was a game like that's why I had so much trouble with this movie. Like, I didn't hate it, but it just felt like so much crammed into.
This is what I mean. Did you watch the new Hellboy?
No, I haven't seen that yet.
This is exactly my point with. I've watched it twice now, the new Hellboy, and the first time in the cinema, I was like, that was okay, but it is... Right, you've read Hellboy, right?
Yes, you know, there is... Especially when it comes to comics, there is nothing I love more than a bit of Mike Mignola Hellboy.
You know, The Wild Hunt?
Yeah.
Which, if I'm correct, because I've not really read much Hellboy, but is a graphic novel in and of itself.
Yeah, like,
they do the entire story of The Wild Hunt in, like, 4 minutes of this film.
But that's what you say about, with there's so many storylines taking place in Aquaman at the same time. That's the problem that I kind of had with it, was they don't take place at the same time. It's kind of at the beginning of this movie, you're given, right, Arthur Curry, he's got a problem with his mum going missing. He's got a problem with...
going missing!
Yeah. You know, he's got his mummy and his daddy issues. That's problem
he's
number one.
He's not got daddy issues. His dad is his best mate. Which, right. The scene when him and his dad are getting hammered in the bar, a bunch of bikers walk up and they go like, are you the fish boy from the TV? And he's like, yeah, I am. And they're like, oh my God, can we get a selfie? How do you feel about that?
I felt quite good about that, literally.
Thank
just
you. I was like, wow, they didn't just go for the stereotypical like bar fight scene. They just showed like them getting hammered together.
Yeah, no, I quite like that, just because literally about a couple of hours before I watched that, I read this news article online of about a year ago, there was somewhere in America, in California, there was a bunch of there was a local chapter of a, you know, like a Hell's Angels biker gang. They were all on like a big ride, had a big accident, and just so happened this woman with her daughter in her car next to it was a off-duty nurse. So she got out of the car, helped them all this biker fraternity helping them out in the accident, stayed in touch with them, and then a year later, she put a Facebook post up saying, oh, my daughter's, you know, got a little lemonade stand. So this biker gang of about 200 people all showed up at this 8-year-old girl's lemonade stand, and were, every single one of them gave her like $50 as a thank you, just because her mum, she was there when this biker gang had this big accident. She stood there, she helped them, she, you know, comforted them, talked to them, and they've always stayed in touch with him. And this biker gang just happened to see, like, you know, her mum had posted a picture of her daughter doing a lemonade stand for 20 cents. So this biker gang saw this post, and then about 200 of them all showed up, all gave this like little girl like $20, $50, bought a lemonade, and she ended up with like 20 grand. This like little girl, just because like these bikers all showed up because her mum helped them out, and all about that.
Yeah.
Just shows how amazing they are.
Honestly, as healthy as my relationship with my father is, the one thing
is it really?
If I bring it up in a podcast, clearly it is.
I know, Richard Williams is not happy with this conversation right now.
Oh, when I get a third mic, can we pick a... Honestly, no, dude, this is such a good idea.
Can we get two more and get both of our dads in this, considering they're both like...
Thing is, our dads know each other as well. Oh, my God. Can we... Yeah, fuck this podcast. Can we start... Me, you, and our dads...
My parents tried to watch Blade Runner 2049 the other day. And, like, Blade Runner apparently is one of my parents' favorite movies from when they were kids. And I was very surprised with that, because that meant that they had some taste.
But, hey, they raised you, and you are
a really angry little man. Yeah, exactly. But apparently they watched 10 minutes of 2049, turned it off in utter disgust,
and went to bed in silence.
No, they probably fucked.
Oh, Tom Reese, ladies and gentlemen. Right.